Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. And I'm joined today by Jan Daniels, Youth Development Coordinator for the Children's Coalition. Welcome, Jan.
Good morning.
Glad you're with me today. And you've got a hard job.
Yes, I have one of the jobs that no one really wants to talk about.
You've got to talk about sex.
And suicide.
Yeah.
The two S words that no one really wants to discuss with our youth.
You have an event coming up called A Day of Education for Educators and Professionals. We can throw in parents in there, too. Talk to me about what the Children's Coalition is doing and why you're having this Day of Education.
Well, this came up a couple weeks ago. I sit on a task force with other professionals, and we are realizing that our statistics in our area are really high, having to do with STDs, with suicide, with just general issues with our youth. And we decided to just kind of have a little forum and a little mini conference and invite the public to come and listen so that we can educate people on what's going on just in our community and in our parish.
Now, you and I were talking, and you said statistics are high for STDs. We're almost number one.
It says in 2013, Washtenaw Parish had the highest chlamydia and gonorrhea diagnosis rate in the state. The chlamydia rate in Washtenaw Parish is over 125% higher than the national average. We're second in the nation for chlamydia diagnosis. In 2013, Louisiana ranked first in the nation for gonorrhea diagnosis.
So second in the nation.
So we need to really start educating parents. We need to educate our students. We need to, just be open and talk a little bit more about how we can prevent this from happening with adults and youth.
All right. So this Day of Education will be going on. It's coming up here actually on ULM's campus. Where and when are you doing this?
It's going to be from 9 to 2 on Wednesday, the 22nd, at the Kitty Degree Nursing Administration building in the auditorium. Like we said, it's open to the public. We would like for you to make a reservation so we can have a head count. And we just would love the public to come hear some of these topics that we want to talk about.
Now, you've teamed up here with the parish as well. Tell me who all this is in conjunction with.
We have Iberia Watley coming from Region 7 with Office of Public Health, and she will be discussing the statistics about our STDs in our region. We have Washtenaw Parish Investigative Department coming to talk about sex trafficking. I will be doing a little training on suicide prevention, and then we have Louisiana Public Health from New Orleans coming in to talk about how to make your office or your organization more youth-friendly.
Let's talk about, I think everybody gets the STD thing. Education hopefully can slow that down, and teaching these kids what to do if they're going to be sexually active, how to be safe. Let's go to the hard one, suicide. And I know here recently we just had some folks in the area that, the parents are struggling with this right now as a couple of students in our area. It seems like these things kind of come in spurts. You have the tough job of dealing with that. Talk to me about suicide and what to be looking for.
Okay. I do a program called Signs of Suicide where we go into middle schools in the parish and in city schools. We get to choose a few schools each year. We don't get to do every school like I would like because of funding, but we go in and we train and educate children on what to listen for or what to hear in their fellow students, or even if it's someone in their church or in their neighborhood, what to do if someone says to them that they're considering suicide, how to react, what to do. We want to act, we want to acknowledge, we want to care, we want to tell a trusted adult, and communication is the key. And as long as we keep teaching and training these children on what to do, it's proven fact that we can prevent people from killing themselves.
Sexual trafficking. And I didn't know there was as much going on, but I've had some folks come through the program over the last few weeks. This I-20 corridor right here, you got people zipping around and lots of stuff happening. Sexual trafficking, was there just some cases here in North Louisiana?
Recently, there was two people that were arrested here in our parish having to do with sex trafficking. This is a topic that continues to come up that we, I'm learning more and more about. It's something that I really need more education about, and we want to just educate the public on what to look for in these type scenarios. I understand it's really an eye-opening learning experience when you learn about this.
If you're just joining me, this is Jan Daniels. The event will be a day of education for educators and professionals and for parents coming up Wednesday on ULM's campus. The last one, how to become more youth-friendly. What are we trying to do there?
Well, I've noticed and been educated on this a little bit more, doing a little survey recently, going into different offices around our community, school-based clinics, pediatricians' offices, just counseling centers. You want to be more open so that if there is a student with an issue that they feel comfortable coming to you. You want to make it more youth-friendly, being a little bit more friendly when they call to make an appointment and not so nosy and not so rude. So we're going to really make a point to try to figure out how to make these places a little bit easier to come to.
So, Jan, what is the mission of the Children's Coalition? What's your tie-in to this?
We are here to make our community a place for families and children to thrive, and we want it to be a great place for our children to grow up.
That's Jan Daniels. It's the Day of Education for Educators and Professionals. It's open to parents. Jan, once again, how do folks come to this event? Where do they go to learn more, and what do they need to do?
They can email me at jdaniels@childrenscoalition.org.
jdaniels@childrenscoalition.org. And the event is when?
Wednesday from 9 to 2, ULM campus in the Kitty Degree Nursing Building.
That's Jan Daniels, Youth Development Coordinator, a day of education for educators and professionals from the Children's Coalition, talking about STDs, suicide, sex trafficking, and becoming more youth-friendly. This is Lanyap on 90.3 KEDM.